So the parsha talks about how the brothers, you know, after they threw Yosef in the pit and they got him sold here and there, they took his tunic, his ketonis pasim, and dipped it in blood to try to trick Yaakov and show him that Yosef died, right? So I thought maybe we'd do about a tshuva about tricking. And maybe it might even connect him to Chanukah about Mesiris Nefesh. Maybe. You guys would go that far. I don't know. Basically, the following shaila of Zilberstein got was that a certain doctor was in the hospital, and a guy comes in, and the guy said, my arm is hurting me, whatever. And the doctor's like examining him, and he sees that like there's really nothing wrong. Like, the guy's being very normal. And the guy has a very interesting request. He goes, can I please give me a sling? Please put my my arm in a cast and a sling, so when I go home, I'll have a cast and a sling. So he said, okay, like what's shot? Why do you... You're pretty fine. Usually people who need casts are people who have injuries and whatever, wounds, whatever. He said, unfortunately, he's very bad with time. And whenever he leaves work, he always comes home late, or if he does someone a favor, and his wife gets very upset at him. The last time his wife got upset at him so much, he said he promised he would never come home late again. And unfortunately, something that day came up very late at work, and he was again late coming home. So he thought, you know, maybe it would be a good excuse that I come home with a cast, tell her my wife has an accident, that she'll be okay. So is the doctor now allowed to lie? Is the doctor now allowed to lie to help this person? So we know the Gemara. We did it. You guys for sure, or you didn't do it yet. The Makos says that a person's allowed to lie for Shalmais, but this is like a doctor and this and that. So is he allowed to lie? So basically, Zurbasin goes and says that the fact that if the man's claim is true, that if the guy, you see this guy's emes, and I don't know how the doctor's supposed to see that, but if he sees that it's a real thing, it's a real claim, and then putting on the cast will help his shalom bias, he said that first of all you're helping him, you're being the kind of mitzvah of avtorecha kamocha, right? You have to love your friend like yourself, love thy neighbor like yourself. And secondly, you're also we know the pasuk says in Tehillim that every Jew has to pursue peace, right? Bakish shalom v'rofeh. We should always pursue peace. So if we really see that the guy's claim is true, then they will be able to do that. Rav Zilberstein says that the doctor cannot claim also that what's his job? That his job is only to heal the sick. My job is only to heal the sick and not to save marriages. I'm not a marriage counselor. The doctor he can't say I'm only a doctor. I only heal the physical, but I can't heal the spiritual, right? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that the whole mitzvah to heal the sick, right? The whole mitzvah that a doctor has the ability to be able to do that is learned from the mitzvah of returning lost objects, right? Hashava Savida. And returning his lost shalom bias, right? Or his lost marital peace, that would also fall under that category. So basically, Zilberstein gives three reasons why a person would be able to lie. If it's the number one thing a person has to, the doctor has to do is see if the story is emes, if the guy is really saying the truth. And number two is you would fall under the mitzvah of avtorecha kamocha. And number three, the ma'aseh it would be under the mitzvah of under the deed of the Tehillim says that a person should pursue peace. However, Zilberstein concludes and says the following, that a doctor should really look into the story. Maybe he could call up a friend or whatever, just to make sure that the story is not true. Because if the story is not true, you know, who knows why this guy's asking for a cast? Maybe he's a felon. Maybe he's a robber. Like, who knows? And if something's a little fishy about the story, you know, the doctor could get into some serious trouble. So Zilberstein gives a little realistic advice at the end. So maybe you could say the Chanukah is a time of Mesiris Nefesh. So Mirtz Hashem, we should always go up over and above, you know, in any of our mitzvahs, not only Shalom Bais, but the next time we see our friend, God forbid, walking around with a cast, we shouldn't just say, oh, what happened? Maybe the guy is trying to increase the Shalom Bais with his friends or with his parents or with his family. And as the Shemesh Bizocha, to always have the Mesiris Nefesh that this person had, to be able to make sure that he would go home with, I guess, a good excuse.